Can you tell us what went on when you scouted this kid? It got to the point you had him on the phone, it sounded like, and he was going to become a Chicago Bear, right up to the point where someone told you to hang up. We're going a different direction.
Well, we had had, you know, going into the sixth round, there was two players that really stood out on our draft board. There was Starks and there was Dan LeFevre. And we had really good discussion. You know, it wasn't, there was no argument. It was good discussion. Some people liked Starks better. Some people liked LeFevre. Everybody chipped in, gave their opinion. Jerry made the decision to take Starks. And as I wrote in the article, you know, we followed the protocol that we do. Cliff called the agent and got some agreements from the agent, and then I called the player, and some, you know, I wasn't in the scouting room then or the draft room during that part of it. So what happened when I wasn't in there, I don't know. But while I was on the phone with James, Jerry came in and said, no, I've changed my mind. It just, you know, made an embarrassing situation because I was on the phone with the kid at that time.